You are listening to Merkaz al-Sahaba, the voice of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to another edition of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 10th of Ramadan of 1446, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 11th of March 2025. Alhamdulillah, we're on the first Ashara of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and there's been many Masnoon Duas that one should read for the first, you know, they got the first 10 days of Ramadan, then the second Ashara and the third Ashara, and I stand to be corrected. The first Ashara is the month, the days of mercy, where we beseech Almighty Allah to forgive us for our sins. And we say, Allahumma laka alhamdu kullu wa laka shukru kullu, for Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for giving us the opportunity to witness the Mubarak month of Ramadan. You might have been seeing a lot of mayits that have been going around, and blessed are those who get the opportunity, or their mort is written to pass away in Ramadan. You know, we hear a lot of people when you speak to them, and when we attend the mayits, and we hear them say, how lucky is this person to pass away during the month of Ramadan? And then they go back and they ask, what did this person do in their lifetime to gain such a status during the month of Ramadan, and to get a mort in Ramadan? People cry daily that, Ya Allah, you know what, let me pass away during the month of Ramadan. You know, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants them the highest stages in Jannah, a fully qabr of nur, and grant the families a sabrun jameel. Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. If you have any messages or any request that you would like us to read out, then you can send your messages on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. You know, we've been starting a series with regards to the beautiful names, the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, today we're going to be listening to Mufti Yusuf Mangera, and he's going to be telling us about the name Al-Ghaffar, the constant forgiver. And in this world, we should always be constantly asking Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Say, Ya Allah, forgive me for all my sins that I've committed in the darkness of the night and in the brightness of the day. And you know the dua that you want must read is, Allahumma innaka afoon tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. Ya Allah, you forgive me for all my sins that I've committed. And it's as though your sins were never there. It's a clean slate. And how happy would we be? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful and looks upon us with rahmah and mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive us and wipe away all of our sins. Ameen Ya Rabbul Alameen. So inshallah, let's listen to Mufti Yusuf Mangera, and he will be discussing the name, the beautiful name Al-Ghaffar, the constant forgiver of Almighty Allah. So let's listen to this beautiful talk that Mufti Yusuf Mangera will be giving us.
Allahu Rahman Rahim, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een, amma ba'd. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most beautiful name, so call unto him by them. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, whoever preserves them, memorizes them, they will enter paradise. Okay, let's move on to number 14 is Al-Ghaffar. Allah has a few names related to this, multiple names. What is Al-Ghaffar? So, Ghaffar in Arabic, like we have Wahhab, We have Sattar. You have a number of names like that. So whenever you take a person who normally does something, you just call them Khaliq. Right? You call them Ghafir. Ghafar means the one who does something over and over again. Or the person who does it all the time. So it's an exaggerated form. It's a form in Arabic. Whenever you take anything from fa'il to fa'al, it means somebody who does something a lot. For example, they call the fridge, the freezer, barrad or thallaj. Fa'al, thallaj, barrad. Because it does it a lot. Like it's intense in that. So, ya ghaffar, ya ghaffar, ya ghaffar. Of course, personal wrongdoing, personal sins. Ghaffar, when one commits a sin or makes a mistake and seeking Allah's forgiveness. Ya ghaffar. That way we empathize with Allah's quality of being the oft forgiving one, the frequently forgiving one. Especially if it's a sin that we've done multiple times and we've sought forgiveness multiple times. Now, Ya Ghaffar, that name Allah teaches us to say, even if you've done it thousands of times before, still Ya Ghaffar, because I am here to forgive. It's an amazing way to say that, isn't it? That Ya Ghaffar, I know I've done it so many times, but you are the one who keeps forgiving over and over again as well. So that would be the primary, one of the primary reasons. Another one would be job or professional life. Especially if they've made an error or an oversight in their job. They can ask for it, because ultimately our mistake we made is against somebody else. It's their business. It's their work. But we're asking Allah because He can put everybody, if Allah forgives us and if Allah hears us, He can get them to forgive us as well. So we're asking Allah to get them to forgive us. By asking Allah that, I understand this is wrong, I shouldn't have done this. Ya Ghaffar. Number three, marital issues. Especially if you've wronged your spouse. Has anybody here ever wronged their spouse? Or you've never done so? Never wronged your spouse. It looks like nobody's ever wronged their spouse here. So it's alright. Marital issues. Invoking Al-Ghaffar could help in seeking divine and marital forgiveness. If Allah forgives you, then He'll create the heart in the other person to forgive as well. Number four, parent-child relationships. A child who has acted against the wishes or advice of the parents should use Ya Ghaffar in their dua to soften the parents' hearts and allow them to forgive. Just multiple expressions of that. You know where this is going. You see how you use this. Ya Ghaffar. Repentance of past actions, past mistakes, seeking to turn a new leaf. Person wants to change their life, get out of bad company. Ya Ghaffar. Financial mistakes. If they've been irresponsible, have spent beyond their means, incurred a debt, been negligent, haven't taken on too much, have not thought things too well. There's lots of people that just get into new businesses without thinking it through. Just sounds wonderful. You have to be very, very careful. Anyway, Ya Ghaffar. Ya Ghaffar. Sincere desire to rectify the mistake. Especially after feeling regret. So after feeling regret as well. And of course, daily repentance. Just daily or hourly repentance. Ya Ghaffar. Ya Ghaffar. Ya Ghaffar. Allahu Akbar, Ya Ghaffar. You know when somebody's struggling, if somebody's asking forgiveness from us and we just find it, there's somebody who will say, I just can't find it in my heart to forgive. Even the very forgiving one, sometimes it's just something somebody has done to you that just makes it difficult. It's just, you don't find it in your heart to forgive. Have you noticed that? You might be a very forgiving person, but just some things, they bother you. But we should forgive. Because what are we going to do with it? What's the point of not forgiving? Where are you going to take it? Remember, Allah knows His way of sorting people out. So just because we forgive and the person is still aggressive, but we've forgiven, Allah will still take care of it. So us holding a grudge doesn't help us. It's just a burden and a weight on ourselves. You might think it's nothing, but it's still a burden. Because every time you see that person, it's a burden. Why have negative thoughts? Why do you want to go through that? Especially as a done deal, but you just can't find it in your heart to forgive. Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar, help me forgive. Community and broader conflicts. So this is similar in situations where wrongs have been committed in the society. Especially the leaders, the people at the forefront, can invoke the name to seek divine guidance on how to move forward and rectify the past mistakes. Everything to do with mistakes and wrongs, Ya Ghaffar is there to help us. Ya Ghaffar.
Yes, my dear respected listeners, often Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ya Ghaffar, Ya Ghaffar, we call upon Almighty Allah to forgive us. Al Ghaffar is the constant forgiver. Let's break it down and look at the name of Almighty Allah, the constant forgiver. When we make a mistake in life with anybody, be it our spouse, our family members, we go to them and we say, you know what, please make me maaf. I've made a mistake, you know, I've erred in error. I'm human after all, you know, I make mistakes. They'll say, yeah, okay, you know what, we make you maaf, we forgive you. But what they'll tell you, once is a mistake, twice is a choice. You keep on doing it, they'll get tired of you. They say, you know what, this person here is keep on making the same, and they'll say inverted commas, mistake all the time. It's like something that, like a habit that he's been doing. But look how merciful is Almighty Allah. We sin, we do the same thing every day, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has never ever turned us away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to come towards him and say, yeah, my banda, I am here to forgive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for us to come to him. He says, when we walk towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala runs towards us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. We make sin, we sin on a daily basis. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives us. There's an incident that comes to mind. In the time of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they wanted to pray the salat for rain. And Musa alayhi salam had a very special bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when they performed the two rakah, then there was no rain. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, there is no rain. We performed the two rakat, we beseech you for rain, but there is no rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in your gathering, there is a sinner, that he has committed a sin. That's why I never send the rain. So Nabi Musa alayhi salam goes back to the congregation and he says, which one of you have sinned? Because Almighty Allah says that one of you are here in the gathering that has sinned, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want to send the rain. Be it may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they performed the two rakat again and the rain started coming down. Now Musa alayhi salam is a bit confused. He goes back to Almighty Allah and he says, Ya Allah, we performed the two rakat the first time, there was no rain. The second time we performed the two rakat, you sent down the rain. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that person who sinned in the private asked for his forgiveness. So Musa alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, who is this person? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam that banda asked for forgiveness in private. Why should I give his name in public? He asked for forgiveness in private. And look at it. We sin on a daily basis. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still covers our sins, forgives us for our sins. And we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us everything of the best. Fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah. We should always read the dua, Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. Afiyah is that is the most comprehensive, the shortest dua, yet the most powerful dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah. What are we asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? Afiyah. Afiyah is for ease, comfort. Fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah. In your deen, your religion, your worldly affairs, and your akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us, make it easy for one and all, inshallah. The next name that we're going to hear or listen to is Al-Qahhar and Al-Wahhab. So inshallah, we're going to listen to Mufti Yusuf Mangera, and he's going to be discussing the names Al-Qahhar and Al-Wahhab.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ولله الأسماء الحسنى فادعوه بها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most beautiful name, so call unto him by them. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لله تعالى 99 اسما من حفظها دخل الجنة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has 99 names, whoever preserves them, memorizes them, they will enter paradise. And number 15, Ya Qahhar. Okay, Ya Qahhar, Ya Qahhar, totally different. This goes down to Qahhar is the mighty one. He has Qahr. Right, Qahr means he has might. Sometimes for people, this might be, this is a very powerful word. Somebody with the great might means the subduer, and the one who can absolutely do it, an all subduer, and the frequent subduer, the one who can do it every single time. Some people can subdue at some times, but then eventually they can't. But Allah is the ultimate subduer and the ever dominating, the complete dominator. That's where the concept of Ya Qahhar, Ya Qahr comes from. Ya Qahhar, the dominator and subduer. So where can we use this? Well, let's start off with a spiritual one. When a person has a spiritual ego problem or arrogance, narcissism, right? And they've got a spiritual issue. So when combating inner ego and arrogance, one might call on Al-Qahhar to suppress the arrogance and allow one to submit entirely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, it has to come first by acknowledgement that I've got a problem. I've got an ego problem. I just think I'm too big. That's very difficult for a person who's big. It's very difficult. But if Allah wants, then Ya Qahhar. Number two, worldly challenges. When you're facing some kind of external threat or oppressive force, Al-Qahhar, Ya Qahhar, for protection, to subdue the oppressive forces around them. Because Allah is the greatest subduer, and nobody has as much as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. Number three, family. Especially in cases where there's some family problems and disputes, power struggles within the family, within an organization, right? Invoking Al-Qahhar to bring harmony and order so that none of these power struggles are there and they disappear. Subdue the negative energies. Marital issues. If a spouse feels dominated or oppressed, what about if they both feel that? Well, the name will help by their partner. Ya Qahhar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Qahhar. Restore balance and equity in that relationship. Number six, professional life for your job. Ya Qahhar, this happens a lot where you feel wronged. You have a domineering boss or co-worker, line manager. Ya Qahhar, Ya Qahhar, Ya Qahhar. Studies. A student finds it difficult to master a particular subject or topic. Finding it difficult to overcome a topic. Just too difficult for me. Ya Qahhar, to overcome. So you can see, you can use it in different aspects here. Allow me to overcome this. Allow me to deal with this matter, this topic, this subject. Number 7, financial. Ya Allah, this is very useful. If an individual feels overwhelmed by debts or financial obligations, the rents are too much, and the costs have gone up, I don't make enough money, I'm struggling, ya Qahar, to conquer and subdue, to help subdue their financial difficulties. And likewise, number 8 would be health. Especially if you're battling a persistent illness or disease, ya Qahar, to conquer that ailment. Emotional. Number 9, emotional issues. Especially when some people are dealing with like emotional, one's emotions, they're not in control, constantly all over the place. Hormonal issues. When you feel uncontrollable, you keep crying, you have depression issues. Ya Qahar. Help subdue and balance the emotions and the hormones. Ya Qahar. This is prophetic medicine in a sense, isn't it? This is exactly what it is. It's spiritual medicine, this is. Societal. In a community or society when there is rampant injustice or oppression, leaders and individuals should invoke Al-Qahar to bring about justice and subdue the oppressive elements. So that was Ya Qahar. Ya Qahar. Next one, number 16 is Al-Wahhab, the giver of gifts, the giver of bounties, the giver, the ultimate giver. Again, it's in that exaggerated form, Al-Wahhab, instead of just Al-Wahib. Allah is the Wahib for sure, but everybody's a Wahib. You give something. Al-Wahhab is the one who can give all, and who gives frequently, and who gives over and over again. That's what that exaggerated means, Al-Wahhab, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab. So we use that, let's just go through this, Ya, personal development. When we need knowledge or wisdom, Ya Wahhab, bestow me with knowledge. Ya Wahhab, give me some wisdom. Gift me with wisdom. Give me understanding. Ya Wahhab. It could be used for anything. Ya Wahhab, give me sabr and patience. Pour it over me. Afrigh alayna sabran. The concept of afrigh, it means to pour. To literally just pour it over. Number 2, professional settings. Somebody who's striving for good promotion at work, trying to achieve some kind of professional recognition. Ya Wahhab, grant me success in my professional endeavors. No, it's for a good reason. Number 3, marital blessing. Trying to conceive. Ya Wahhab, Allah is the ultimate giver. Ya Wahhab, gift us a healthy child as a sign of your mercy. Ya Wahhab. Ya Wahhab. SubhanAllah, so many of these names you can use for the same thing. And that's amazing, because then you're just asking for one thing, but you're reading all 99 names, you're calling on Allah all by them, because they're all related. Some of these things. Yeah. Number 4 is financial struggles, right? Someone facing financial hardships. Oh Wahhab, bestow upon me sustenance and provide for me in ways I could not even imagine. Because you have all the khazain and the treasures at your disposal. You can use flowery language with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as long as it's honest. Because it's all reality. You have endless treasures. Oh Allah, for you to give me, it won't decrease even a, you know, as much as a needle would decrease from the water when you put it inside and take it out. Because you're speaking to Allah, Allah loves that. Ya Wahhab. Okay, spiritual quests. Allah, person wants closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then why not Ya Wahhab, give me spiritual closeness. Which is the biggest risk that we can have, because the biggest sustenance we can have. Right, number 5, number 6, health. A person, especially in illness, could say, Oh Wahhab, bestow upon me the gift of the healing and good health. Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab, Ya Wahhab. Seeking forgiveness. When seeking for forgiveness of past mistakes, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Wahhab. Grant me the gift of your forgiveness and envelope me in your mercy. Challenge in studies. A student who finds it challenging to grasp certain things, just like the previous one. Ya Wahhab, bestow upon me the clarity and ease in my studies. This is a very broad one. Ya Wahhab can be used to so many things. Strengthening relationships. improving relationship with the family, or otherwise, Ya Wahab, grant me the gift of love, patience, compromise, understanding to strengthen my ties, tolerance. It's a one-stop shop. Ya Wahab, give me all of these things that are related, that are needed for this relationship. And overcoming personal struggles. Someone trying to overcome a bad habit or an addiction. Ya Wahab, bestow upon me the strength and willpower to overcome my weakness. Ya Wahab, Ya Wahab, Ya Wahab. Alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Wahab, Ya Qahhar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Musawwir, Ya Bari, Ya Khaliq. That is the names we call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the best of everything that He provides based on those attributes of His.
Ameen, 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 Ya Rabbal Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for each and every one of us. And we should take advantage of the month of Ramadan and beseech to Almighty Allah, because look at how this month, I was reading an article today, how the month of Ramadan fashions us, not fashion, the wrong word, molds us and puts our body into this whole mode that we have to get up at a certain time. Automatically, it doesn't hit us the same time, but it does it on a gradual basis. So look how beautiful is the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we're going to be crossing over to our brother Alpha Sinkosi, and he will be telling us a little bit more about what's happening during his show. Brother Alpha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, sir. Surya. Well, thanks, man. So that you're good as well.
Very well, thank you. Brother Alfas, the budget speech is going to be taking place today or tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Can you give us a little bit more with regards to that? And also, who are we having on your show today?
Surya, obviously, the budget speech seems to be a bone of contention. People want to know what does it entails. So today we'll speak to an economic policy think tank, which is the Institute for Economic Justice. You know, they deal with taxes and budgets, so they'll align with us as to what are some of the expectations and how should the minister put in place his ducks in a row, making sure that he scraps the taxes. So I'm looking forward to that conversation. Of course, they've been sending media statements. They've been really rejecting the budget, especially the 2% of that value added tax increase. So we'll speak to that and speak to them, and then we'll hear from them more detailed views from them as to what is it that really needs to be entailed or included into the budget speech. You know, because they are of the view and they are against the cutting of the COVID-19 SRD grants, or just going to try and find reasons why. And then they are of the view that there is money within the fiscus that can really align with the budget. So yeah, that's what we're going to look into. And then remember, after this whole DRC, Eastern DRC, South Africa,
with the RSF,
and then there were some meetings taking place. So we'll speak today. We'll do a feature called East African Politics and Dynamics. So we'll look into that, into say, who constitutes the East African region, how are the politics going then, what are some of the dynamics. And of course, and then on the later and the final part of the show, we'll talk to a political analyst. Why a political analyst? We want to look at why is there no consensus, is there no agreement within the GNU? What stalls these agreements? What is at place? Are we going to see GNU, you know, surviving after June? Is this perhaps the beginning of the collapse of the GNU? So yeah, we'll take those analysis as well. And of course, yeah, well, that's what is on the show.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Brother Alphas, and we hope to hear from you soon.
Thank you very much, Sudhi.
Take care. Have a wonderful one. And that was our brother Alpha Sinkosi, and he does the show from 12 to 1, 12 to 12:55, and that is the news hour every Monday to Thursday, only on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, we're going to be going for a small break, and when we come back, I'm going to try and get Mulana Zaid Khan, just going to try and twist his arm a little bit to see whether he will come on with us or if he's still busy. But inshallah, let's go for a small break. And when we return, we will continue with our show.
Online radio, serving you wherever you are.
Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Dushman ko paigham suna de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Tan man dhan sab kuch lutwaya. Tan man dhan sab kuch lutwaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Aqa par sab kuch lutwaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Rab ne usko jhang bhi banaya. Jhang di ka tu mission suna de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Jhangvi ka tu mission suna de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Rab ko sahaba kitne pyare. 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 Mad hazara Quran ke paare. Rab ko sahaba kitne pyare. Rab ko sahaba kitne pyare. Rab ko sahaba kitne pyare. Mad hazara Quran ke paare. Mad hazara Quran ke paare. Mad hazara Quran ke paare. Pad pad ke ayat suna de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Pad pad ke ayat suna de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Nabi ne unko kaha hai tare. 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 Dushman peete churiya mare. Nabi ne unko kaha hai tare. Nabi ne unko kaha hai tare. Dushman peete churiya mare. Dushman peete churiya mare. Dushman ko tu sabak sikha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Dushman ko tu sabak sikha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Suniya har ja dhoom macha de shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Shaan sahaba zindabad. Jhangvi ne humko hai jagaya. Jhangvi ne humko hai jagaya. आजम ने हमको है जगाया, हैदर ने हमको है जगाया, कुफर के मुंह से निकाब हटाया, जंगवी ने हमको है जगाया, जंगवी ने हमको है जगाया, कुफर के मुंह से निकाब हटाया, कुफर के मुंह से निकाब हटाया, कायद की तारीफ दोहरा दे, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, सुनिया हर जादू में मजा दे, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, दुश्मन को पैगाम सुना दे, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, सुनिया हर जादू मजा दे, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद, शान सहाबा जिंदाबाद।
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, indeed. Just want to check with Mulana Zahid Khan if he is available. Mulana, you're coming now? Okay. Mulana said give him another 5 minutes.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for taking the time out to give us special jewels from Riyadh al-Salihin. I know you pull us Riyadh al-Salihin, Quran?
No, this is the Quran.
Oh, okay, Quran, okay. Marshman.
Alhamdulillah. Emergency buttons you're pressing.
No, emergency buttons. Okay, Quran, Bismillah, it's all yours.
No, I just wanted to discuss yesterday, since you put me on. Yesterday we experienced, I'm sure you saw, that car capsized yesterday here outside.
Gee.
And there was someone who was, I think they bumped, you know the story better, I think. Maybe you can share with us.
They bumped a person.
Yeah, here outside.
Gee.
So what happened?
No, I'm not sure what happened exactly. Yeah?
Mm.
But I was coming to work and I seen the incident. So I'm not actually sure as to what actually happened with that accident. But I did see somebody did pass away.
Yeah, but how long was that body there? When you came?
It was still there.
And afterwards also?
Yeah. Our brother Dawood Mutta said that when he came, he was there.
Yeah, so
it must have been there for a while.
For like a few hours?
Possibly.
And sure. When I was leaving, we couldn't use that road. That's why all the cars were coming down.
Gee.
So it just shows that the value of life in the eyes of others, it's gone very low. In fact, from what I witnessed, the body was laying there. It was a non-Muslim. But taxis were complaining that why don't they move the body so that they can carry on with their particular trip or wherever they need to be at. So the lesson that the reflection that comes from there is when you pass away, we often think that we're going to leave behind a great legacy and people are going to cry. And if you haven't been, and this we've seen constantly, if you haven't left a legacy in terms of Islamically, then you've left no legacy at all. You speak of Mandela, but where's Mandela today? You speak of other people. They're good when a kafir, when a non-Muslim does good, they are rewarded in this world. But no sooner when they come to the year after, then what happens? There's no benefit for them there. Yes, accordingly, their punishments may be lowered. That's at most. But in terms of satisfaction, in terms of happiness, we're always searching, looking to see when am I going to go on that holiday? When can this Ramadan, when a'udhu billahi min dalik, if this thought comes in, we should say a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. Sometimes shaitan infiltrates but in this month where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Sulsilati shayateen, the shayateen are chained up. And if you see fasting has this strength in it. What strength in it? The strength of holding back. It builds your immunity to stay away from shahawat and desires. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you cannot get married, then what must you do? You must fast. So these two key role players in pulling us away from the path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put down fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so you may develop your taqwa. So when you see taqwa, and you see taqwa academy, you'll find all these names out there. But the truthful taqwa academy is this year, where 30 days, 29, 30 days, you have this opportunity to develop your taqwa. How easy it becomes. Even that person who never used to do no good, you see the masajid so full, and mashallah. And of course, people who you don't see, now you see. We must not think, oh, they only worshippers in Ramadan and tend to bring them down. You never know. It could be that one action, that one motivational moment that leads them and carries them for the rest of their lives. So this is the message that we have. Hold on firmly. If you're fasting, you're doing a great deed. Imagine this is such a deed. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had mentioned, and this is the narration of Nasai, that there's no match to it. There's no match to it. عَلَيْكَ بِالصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. Upon you is fasting, for verily there's no match to it. But the concern here is maintaining the pureness in our fast. We can contaminate this fast by backbiting, by speaking ill, by using or speaking or singing haram music, or we could use it for that which is pure, reciting the Quran Sharif. Reciting for the Quran Majid this year is something that is beautiful, and I'd like to just end off on this, inshallah. It was, we posted the hadith and everything, a beautiful hadith. Hadith with regards to using the miswak. This is a pathway to the Quran Sharif. Now when a person, he uses the miswak, so you're allowed to, it's permissible to use it while fasting. And what happens? You use it, you go and you read Salah. Now is shortly, in 1.5 hours time, here in South Africa, you're going to be performing Dhuhr Salah here in Johannesburg. So use the miswak. You stand to read Salah, an angel stands behind this person, and this angel listens to his recitation. The angel draws so close to his mouth, it coincides with his, the person, the reciter, and nothing comes out of it, but this, what this slave of Allah is reading, enters the heart of the angel. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, purify your mouths for the Quran Sharif. Musnad al-Bazar, this narration is mentioned there. Use this miswak, read the Quran Sharif. This is a pathway towards reciting Allah's kalam. And stay away, in the same breath we say, stay away from lying, backbiting, evil, speaking, joking around with no... Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had humor. So once Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, oh lady, old people won't enter Jannah. old people won't enter Jannah. You try that tweet with someone old and tell them, hey, I heard Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or I read a narration that has Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, old people will not enter Jannah. And see what that old person tells you. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did this, he said this, but he wanted to activate, it was for a purpose. So when he said this, this old lady started crying. Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you will enter Jannah as a young person, not as an old person. So that kind of humor is permissible. But laughing, joking around too much and for with no purpose. Even someone says lies, but they say, I'm just joking. This year is major. We should stay away from it. So Allah guide us, Allah put us on. We'll meet you now in a few moments, inshallah, with the bliss of marriage. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And that was our beloved Maulana Zaid Khan giving us his pearls of wisdom. Alhamdulillah, and he has a show on a Monday of the Qasida Burda. And he does the extraction of the verse stanza by stanza of the Qasida Burda Sharif. It's a beautiful poem. If one understands Arabic and one has the time to read and look at the stanzas as how beautiful the poem is, and we should appreciate it. It's been passed down for many centuries, and it's there's a beautiful narration behind the Qasida Burda Sharif. But nevertheless, it's gone 5 minutes to 11 Central African time, and this is where we come to the end of our show. We say Jazakallah Khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, next up will be the 11 o'clock news. Thereafter will be the bliss of marriage from 11 to 12. 12 to 12:55 will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi. 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 will be the tafsir, live tafsir of Surah A'raf, verses 59. Thereafter will be these verses, the tafsir of Surah Baqarah from the archives. 2 to 2:30 today. Remember, Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays from 2 to 2:30 will be the rapid Q&A with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. Will be live on the various radio stations, Radio Al Ansar International, Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. 2:30 to 3 will be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 3:45 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A. 3:45 to 4 will be the Nasiha by Mawlana Musa Akudi. 4 to 4:30 will be the Urdu lecture. 4:30 to 5:45 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. That will be 4:45. Then 4:45 day on will be the iftar program from Durban with Hafiz Wadi. And that is the program lineup until 6:30, inshallah. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. Bi amanillah, ma'a salama, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You are listening to Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah.